This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A long wait for unemployment benefits ended this week, and for thousands of Coloradans, CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
Huck Awin didn't have much left. The former Marine pawned his wedding ring while his family waited for unemployment benefits, and he only had $10 for groceries. This weekend, though, the wait finally ended. About $2,200 of long-delayed benefits arrived in Awin's bank account.
I brought my checking account positive and put gas in the car. And then utilities, I want to give them a confidence payment.
Awin was laid off last year from an industrial laundromat, and he's been without benefits since August. Most people were able to resume their benefits 3 weeks ago, but others, like Awin, had to wait for phase two this past weekend. And once he pays the bills, Awin plans to get his ring back. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Republicans in the state legislature have introduced several bills they say will improve election procedures. CPR's Claire Cleveland reports Colorado's Democratic Secretary of State says one is an attempt at voter suppression.
The most sweeping bill would effectively end Colorado's all-mail ballot system. Voters would have to request a mail ballot. Everyone else would have to vote in person, with early voting limited to 1 week before Election Day. Clerks would also stop counting ballots at midnight on Election Day, even if that meant throwing out legally cast votes. The bill only has one sponsor, Republican Senator Paul Lundeen. It's expected to be voted down in committee. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
The Front Range has mostly sunny weather today with temperatures in the 60s. There's more snow for the mountains. This is CPR News.